Welcome to the What Dreamers Do podcast. I'm your host, Carla Gover, an Appalachian musician, flatfoot dancer, mama, creative, and dreamer from Kentucky. I'm on a mission to inspire others to realize their dreams and live their most creative lives. Grab you a mason jar full of sweet tea or something a little stronger and pull up a chair, because it's time to get your dream on. Who's been following you? Because that's what dreamers do. Welcome back to another week of What Dreamers Do. I'm so glad you're here. I am coming at you this week with an episode about songs that I really love. And this is a special topic for me just because I'm a songwriter and I have always listened deeply to songs ever since I was a little kid. I'm one of those people that dives into the lyrics. And I'm just going to be sharing some songs that are special to me and also why I think they're great, because it's always a good time to talk about songwriting, just like last week. It's always a good time to talk about love. Another reason I'm recording this episode is because it is something that's very easy for me to talk about. And I have a lot going on right now because I'm in the middle of launching and opening up a new semester of my Appalachian Flatfooting and Clogging Academy, which is an online program that you've probably heard me talk about. But I only do that once or twice a year. So it's kind of a big deal. There's a lot of moving parts. And I just needed to do something that was easy and fun for me to do this week. Once that's done, I anticipate really digging in and doing more of those interviews that I have lined up. So let's get started. So these are in no particular order. It's not a countdown type list. And one of the things I did was I created a Spotify playlist for these songs for you. So you can go to the show notes and there's a link there that you can find and listen to the songs. I am not allowed to play music on here. It's not like a radio station. So otherwise, I would play you clips of everything. But since I can't, I made you a playlist. Don't worry, it's all taken care of. So before I get started, I have a couple of caveats about this list. First of all, I really didn't focus in on traditional Appalachian music, which is something I also love deeply. Folk songs, whether they're original or traditional, they have sort of a different set of criteria. And that's just not where my head was at right now. And besides, I think that needs its own entire podcast of my 10 favorite traditional folk songs. The other thing I didn't include was a whole lot of songs by big, huge supergroups like the Beatles or the Rolling Stones. I assume that you're familiar with many great songs by these bands. I'll just give a shout out to songs like Astral Weeks by Van Morrison, Beast of Burden by the Rolling Stones, Cup of Wonder by Jethro Tull. But again, that's kind of a different vibe than what I'm going for with this list. So the first song on my list is by a songwriter named Jonathan Bird. He is a buddy of mine. I've met him at festivals that we've both been playing at, different kinds of songwriting circles. And he is just a fabulous songwriter. I really love his creativity. I love his voice. I love his guitar playing. And he has an album called The Sea in the Sky. It's probably one of my top 10 favorite albums of all time. It's kind of a concept album. He was in the Navy, so he was a sailor. And it has a lot of songs that are related to that watery sailing theme. And this is one of those songs. This song is called For You. And I love it because it has the vibe of a classic folk song, the way the verses are arranged. He talks about going to different cities and what he's going to bring his girl from all the different cities. So it has a little bit of, I would say, a Boots of Spanish Leather vibe, if you know that song by Bob Dylan. But it's its own thing. I really, really love it. It's beautiful. It's soothing. And the whole album is worth checking out if you've never heard it. Honorable mention, there is also a song with the same title called For You by Fleetwood Mac. And I love that song too, but it's mega popular and you've probably heard it. Moving right along, next on the list is a song by some more friends of mine that I also have hung out with at the Kerrville Folk Festival. And their names are Keith Grinninger and Day and Kai. Keith is from California, around the Santa Cruz area, and Dayan is from Hawaii, and they do really beautiful music together. And their song, I Can Make It, which I often accidentally call I Can Make It Rain because that's the refrain of the song, is one of the most hypnotically beautiful songs I've ever heard. I could listen to it and do listen to it over and over again. I think maybe Dayan originally wrote the song, but they do this beautiful rendition of it together. And what I love about it, there are a lot of things I love about it. It's a beautiful classic instrumentation. It just flows and swoops. It goes to the relative minor. And it has kind of a magical realism vibe, which I really love in literature and art and all sorts of ways that you can express that, that marriage of something that's ordinary and something that's extraordinary. And that's what this song is. It kind of talks about how he feels a connection to his native land, the singer. But when he's not in his native land, he doesn't have as much of a connection. But when he's in his native land, he can almost make magical things happen. So definitely go to the playlist or wherever you like to listen to music. Actually, go download this whole album or the whole song. It's just beautiful. Anything by Keith and Dayan. All right, next on the list, it is a folk song. It's the lone folk song on this list, but it's just such a confection of a song that I had to add it because it is another one that recently I've been listening to on repeat. It is a gorgeous folk song called Arthur McBride, and it's the version as sung by Paul Brady and Andy Irvin. And it's about two young men that go out for a walk by the seaside, and someone tries to recruit them for the army, and they don't want to join up, and hijinks ensue. But I just love the melody, really. It's the melody that gets me, it grabs me. And if something, I'm a sucker for a melody that has a big range that goes, has a lot of highs and a lot of lows. Paul McCartney does that a lot. And if it's done right, it just, it makes your heart almost leap up every time the melody lifts. And this one's just beautiful. So Arthur McBride is on that playlist for you. The next one is a song in Spanish, and I do listen to quite a bit of Spanish language music. That was one of the things that really helped me learn the language. There's so many amazing songwriters, but this one is one I particularly listened to a lot when I was learning as a teenager, and it's by an artist called Tish Hinojosa, whom I've had the privilege to meet and get to spend a little time with. She did not write the song, and I'm sorry, I can't remember who wrote it at this moment, but she recorded it in the 90s, I believe, might have been the 80s, and it's called Azul Cristal, which means crystal blue. And it's kind of one of those songs about overcoming negative things that have happened in your past. Obviously, this is the theme that I like a lot. It comes up in my own songs. But it's about overcoming and about how love can transform us and bring color and beauty to our lives. So if you haven't ever heard it, it's on the playlist. Check out Azul Cristal. And it has a really nice kind of rhythm to it and drums and a beautiful guitar. And of course, Tish has this classic, gorgeous Tex-Mex kind of voice. And I love many of her original compositions as well as her covers. Just by the way, it has begun to rain in earnest here outside my window in Kentucky. So if you hear that rain, hopefully it will just add to the podcast and not distract from it, from the audio quality. Next up is one of those songs that I listen to it. I'm just like, dang it. Why didn't I write that song? It's just that beautiful. And in fact, it's one of these songs that I've actually decided to cover. So I perform this song from time to time. It's by another friend of mine. I'm repping a lot of my friends here today, named Robinella. She's kind of that big of a deal. She just has one name like Madonna or Sting. Her name is Robinella, and she lives in Maryville, Tennessee, and she has a gorgeous angelic voice that's kind of in the vicinity of Dolly Parton and some major songwriting chops. I love the melody of this song. I love the chord progression of this song. And she actually incorporates a bird call, a mourning dove. Ooh, 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 ooh. She incorporates that into this song, which to me is brilliant. But she makes it just like part of the song. If you weren't from here and you'd never heard a Mourning Dove, you would just think, oh, that's a beautiful song. You wouldn't realize that she had incorporated this bird call. But I love it. Again, it's on the list for you, and I can't wait for you to hear it if you've never heard it. In fact, if you've never heard Mourning Dove before, I envy you. So go check it out. Next up is a Canadian songwriter that I love a lot. I don't know him. He is not actually a buddy of mine, but his name is Bruce Cockburn. He's pretty famous. He's been around a while. He gets around, and he's got a lot of great songs, so many great songs. But I particularly like this song called Messenger Wind. It is simple. It's not one of his more electric songs. Its guitar is the predominant instrument, and it's so soothing. And one thing I love about it is because it seems to be talking about reincarnation. I love songs that make me think and make me wonder, now, what exactly is it that they're trying to say here? What's this story about? And so my theory is he's talking about a soul that's just incarnating into Earth and checking out their new life that's getting ready to come to pass. But one thing I love about this song, another thing that I love about this song, I should say, is that it is very soothing. So if I feel tense or if I have knots inside, I just put this song on and it untangles me inside. Messenger Wind. All right, next up is another song that makes me wonder what it's about exactly. And it came out in 1979, so I remember it from when I was a kid. And it is an exception to not putting huge artists on this list because it's by Peter Gabriel. And it's got a mystical quality to it. And when I listen to it, you know, it seems to be talking about like aliens coming to abduct him, and that's a good thing, or spiritual messengers or birds. I don't know. I get a lot of ideas when I listen to it. So I'm curious, if you've never thought about what this song means, you've probably heard it, but if you have any theories on what it means to you, I'd love to hear them. I did read that he wrote it about the time when he was leaving the band Genesis, which was, of course, a super group. And it was a difficult breakup for him. And that's when he wrote the song. Anyway, I don't know. There's something about it. I love the melody and I love the pulse of it. It has this really like the downbeat on the one. It's just boom, boom, boom. And it actually says the words boom, boom, boom in the lyrics. And it has this great drum beat. So I adore that song. I get happy every single time I listen to it. Number 8 is kind of in the same neighborhood. It is by Paul McCartney. I couldn't resist including one Paul McCartney song on here because he is one of my all-time favorite songwriters. And I did, though, pick one off of a Wings album, and it's off the album Ram, which, you know, obviously was a hugely successful album. And I can listen to that album over and over again. But the song that I love is Heart of the Country. So many of you have probably heard that one, but it's just about, you know, trying to find a place in the country and move there and, you know, maybe get a horse or maybe get some sheep. I can relate because I've been looking for a place in the country for a while. And the song, the melody is just so happy. Paul McCartney also just makes me so happy. You can tell I love songs that make me happy. I don't listen to depressing songs too much. I listen to John Prine, but even his depressing songs make me happy. Moving along, number 9 on the list is by a singer from, I want to say she's from Texas, but I'm probably wrong. Oh, wait, I just looked it up, and I'm not wrong. She is from Texas. She's an incredible bluesy singer. She's been compared to Aretha Franklin, but she does this song that's a version of the Maya Angelou poem, Phenomenal Woman, but it's set to music. So it's just called Phenomenal Woman. And honestly, it's the song that I put on whenever I just need to feel a shot of confidence, because it just helps me, you know, pump myself up, kind of like my fight song. I really love it. And it's got a great feel. And of course, that's a brilliant poem. So I'm going to finish with a song that I wrote It's on my album Gypsy Ways, and it's called Hold On. And one reason I'm putting it on there is not to just toot my own horn, but because I can actually legally play it on this podcast, and I wanted to have a song that I can play on here. And it is one that I'm proud of, particularly that I wrote. I just like the way it came out. I was inspired by a Scottish ballad called Tam Lin when I wrote it, and it's about this young woman on her father's estate, and her boyfriend gets pledged as a tithe to the Queen of Hell, and they're going to throw him into hell on Halloween night. And the only way she can save him is if she hurls herself at him as he rides by on his horse on the way to be chucked into hell, and holds him down, and he turns into all these horrible things while she holds on without letting go. And if she can do that without letting him go, then at the end, she gets to keep him. He doesn't have to go to hell, and they can live happily ever after. And there are other songs in mythology from around the world, other ballads, other stories that use this motif of holding on to somebody while they transform. And to me, it was a really good metaphor for relationships, for sometimes we have to hold on, you know, with people while they go through transformations that might not be pleasant. And sometimes we get to have the happy ever after holding on. And then sometimes actually in relationships, we have to know when to let go. But this song kind of explores those themes. And one thing that I was proud of about it is that I wrote a melody for the chorus, and then I wrote a counterpoint melody that also has different lyrics in the chorus as well. So it has a couple of different melodic and lyrical lines going on at once. That was something I had tried to do before, and I liked the way it came out in this song. And then the recording of it is really special to me because my oldest daughter sang the harmony part, the counterpoint, and she was only 11 years old when she sang it. But she always had a great ear, and it was really special. That was like the first real artistic musical project recording that I did with her. And so that was pretty awesome. The other thing that was special about making it is that I ran into an Ilum pipe player, which is like a small bagpipe, and he was really good. And I asked him to put down like an instrumental accompaniment to the song because it is a Scottish ballad originally. And I wanted to sort of give a nod to that, even though the way I wrote it, it's completely rewritten. It has a different melody. It has a different, it's not the same song. It's just the theme of the song that I rewrote. But I wanted to give a nod to that Scottish origin. So we put the small pipes in there, and I really love what he did on the pipes for that. So go check it out. The link's in the show notes. It is on Spotify. You can also just look under the Carla Gover Spotify account if you don't want to mess with the show notes, and you can see various playlists that I've made. This one's called 10 Songs I Really Love. But it has been fun to put this together for you guys, and thanks for playing along. Thanks for listening along. I'm going to close out the show with a little bit of that song, Hold On. And again, you can catch the whole thing on the playlist.
You pulled a rose, a flower fair. You thought to wear it in your hair, and in the woods I saw you then, and in the woods I won your hand, but I am not what I appear. I will cause you grief, I fear. There's a spell that's set on me, and only you can set me free. For I will change the shape I'm in, and I will wear a different skin. I may burn the things I touch. Sometimes the pain may seem too much, but hold on, though your faith grows weak. Hold on, I am the one sled will turn to gold. I may struggle in defense.
And if you're inspired, send me a message, hit me up. You can send me a message on Facebook, Instagram, send me an email, and let me know what one or two or more of your favorite songs are, and bonus points if they're songs I've never heard, because I'm always looking for great new songs, and I'm always inspired by the things that you guys share with me. So keep on listening, keep on creating, keep on making, keep on doing what you do to make the world a better place, because that's what dreamers do. This episode of What Dreamers Do is sponsored by the online Appalachian Flatfooting and Clogging Academy, the only course of its kind and the most comprehensive step-by-step program available for dancers learning this style. I teach beginning and intermediate students the steps and skills they need to dance to traditional mountain music so that they can be confident, joyful dancers and improvisers. Unlike others who just teach the same handful of steps or who just teach routines, I give you not only a bountiful library of steps, but a framework for understanding how the steps fit together with the music. Learn more about the Academy and get started for free with my video tutorial, The Three Essential Steps for Appalachian Flatfooting and Clogging. Visit www.carlagover.com today. It's a